With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. The medical journal JAMA Oncology reports cancer patients did not fare as well during the COVID pandemic. Here's Lisa Dwyer.
Cancer patients diagnosed during the COVID-19 pandemic had worse short-term survival rates than a similar group before the pandemic, regardless of the stage at diagnosis. COVID-19 forced many to postpone cancer screenings, impacting early detection and treatment. COVID-19 itself was especially dangerous to patients already weakened by cancer. Researchers worked to filter out deaths mainly attributed to the coronavirus so they could see if other factors played a role. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says it would be up to the president to decide whether to sue Kevin Warsh, Trump's nominee for Federal Reserve Chair, if he doesn't lower interest rates. The president joked about suing Warsh during a private dinner Saturday. He later told reporters, of course, it was all in jest. Job openings are at their lowest level in some 5 years.
The Labor Department says job vacancies fell to 6.5 million in December from 6.9 million in November. Layoffs rose slightly, and the number of people quitting their jobs was essentially unchanged at 3.2 million. But economic growth is still strong. GDP, the nation's output of goods and services, advanced from July through September at the fastest pace in 2 years. Economists aren't sure if hiring will accelerate to catch up to strong growth or if growth will slow to reflect a weaker labor market. Donna Water, Washington.
Three people are dead when a 92-year-old motorist hit a bicyclist and then slammed into a grocery store in Los Angeles. This is SRN News. There will be not one, but two halftime shows on Super Bowl Sunday.
Turning Point USA, founded by the late Charlie Kirk, will offer alternative entertainment during the break in the big game this year. The organization is hoping Americans will switch channels at the half to enjoy performances by Kid Rock and a bevy of country music stars on TPUSA's YouTube channel, Hulu, or other outlets. The show is being offered as an alternative to the official halftime show with rapper Bad Bunny, which will reportedly be a tribute to, quote, queer icons. Michael Harrington reporting.
Nine men accused of carrying out a deadly attack on Christian villages in Nigeria last year arraigned before a federal court. More than 150 people died in that incident. The defendants are being charged with 57 counts of terrorism and could be sentenced to death or possibly life imprisonment if convicted. This is SRN News. Well, the Bank of England has kept rates the same for Britain. Correspondent Karen Chamis explains.
The central bank, which sets interest rates for the whole of the UK, kept its main rate unchanged at 3.75%. The bank has been steadily reducing interest rates over the past 18 months, usually every 3 months, and last cut its key rate in December by a quarter of a percentage point. Economic forecasts suggest further cuts are coming, as the bank is predicting inflation will drop back from 3.4% to its 2% target in the coming months. Karen Chamas, London.
FDA relaxing rules that restrict when food companies can claim their products have no artificial colors. The agency says labels may now claim to have no artificial colors when they are free of petroleum-based dyes, even when they contain dyes made from natural sources. More details, srnnews.com.